New Salem Church, Brookhaven, Mississippi. This large congregation, located in central Mississippi, has a rich and interesting background. N.L. Clark, born and raised in Lincoln County, had returned after his obedience to the gospel in Texas to preach to the home folk. He was successful in baptizing a number of people and established at least three congregations in the county before 1908. Sometime during 1908, New Salem congregation was organized, mainly because most of the people living in this part of the county found it difficult to travel the great distances to the other churches. Brother Clark preached the first sermon in the new building. The first person to be baptized was Johnson Smith. Several of his children still attend at New Salem. Every year on Friday night before the first Sunday in August, a gospel meeting begins. That time was chosen by the old-timers during horse and buggy days because it was the short interval between laying-by time and cotton-picking time in rural Mississippi. In most cases, there was a full moon, and the moonlight nights gave advantage to those who walked and rode horseback or came in buggies to the meeting. T.E. Nong Smith, described as firm and intellectual, along with his nephew Rufus P. Case, were among early leaders of the church. Nong was a singing school teacher and gospel preacher of ability. He came under the influence of H.C. Harper's writings during the early years of the Apostolic Way. The New Salem Church never had Sunday school and always used one cup, except for rare occasions when the crowd was extra large. When more than one cup was used, Nong refused to commune. Brother Harper's visits and preaching helped solidify the church on the matters of using one cup. This eventually caused the church and N.L. Clark to come to a parting of the way. Perhaps the greatest service rendered to the brotherhood by the leadership of this church was the teaching it brought to light on the drink element used in the Lord's Supper. W.G. Tucker of Shreveport, Louisiana, came to the area in the early 20s bringing the doctrine of fermented wine. T.E. Smith rejected the idea. His nephew Rufus Case accepted it. The fight was on. One would preach his belief and the other would reply. Back and forth this went until the church finally split, lining up behind the two men. The Case faction demanded the house, and Nong's group backed off, meeting elsewhere for several Sundays. Then for a while they met at the church in the afternoon. From this they removed to Brother Smith's home. Finally, Clark advised the wine group that since the grape juice people had mostly built the church, they should turn it over to them. This they did, going to Mount Zion, a wine church, where they have remained ever since. T.E. Smith continued his study of the wine question, possessing at one time more knowledge on the subject than perhaps any other man. On occasion, he debated it and wrote extensively about it. From the New Salem Church, a number of preachers have emerged. Most notably, Carlos Smith, a son of T.E. Smith, M. Linwood Smith, a grandson of T.E. Smith, and Jimmy Smith, son of Grafton and grandson of T.E. Smith. Carlos, learning at the feet of his father and Brother Harper, was also proficient in discussing the wine question. Brother Homer Gay received most of the arguments he used in his tract, The Inside of the Cup, from these brethren. For a period of time, Carlos traveled throughout the South preaching, discussing the Bible, and holding gospel meetings. Linwood Smith has preached throughout a greater part of North America. He has written and published hundreds of poems and songs and is recognized as one of the leading songbook publishers of our day. In the early 50s, he moderated for Irvin Waters in his debate with John Staley on the wine question. Linwood himself had a written exchange on the subject years ago with Jack Bledsoe. His talent as a moving speaker is recognized by churches all over the country. Jimmy, son of Grafton Smith, was raised by staunch Christian parents. His father was a respected leader at New Salem for years, possessing an excellent knowledge of the Bible. Jimmy has traveled and preached extensively in many states and is loved for his sincere and pleasing personality. I am indebted to Linwood for much of the historical information given above.